Tango Mobile.
Right.
I'm watching that GPS here, Rusty. This is LTR.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon, W2T Mobile.
We're over Spartanburg, but we're in an area we don't know. And, so I'm listening to the GPS. I probably shouldn't have said anything, but you'll just have to put up with it for now.
Oh, I heard it say where you were looking for. I know exactly where you are. You're up on the north side of Spartanburg. I know if you're up on Valley Falls Road, I know exactly where you are.
I-585 North.
Oh, okay. I don't know where in the world this thing's routing us to, but we'll follow the instructions.
Did yesterday going up to the wireman. I followed the instructions, and I wasn't sure where it was taking me, but it got me there. So hey, you know, it was good.
How's your day going?
Had to run out, pick up a couple of things. Went to Bed Bath & Beyond, looked for something, found a couple of, had one item there, went to JCPenney's and found an item over there I needed. And I was looking for a couple of other things. I didn't find them, so I'm going to have to go online and do a little bit of searching. And, or maybe go get someplace over in Greenville and come over Greenville and look around. I don't know. I'll just have to decide what I want to do. I need to find me a good spice rack. I've got the spices. I just need a good rack to put them in.
We're just headed back home. We've been over here to the sewing center and then got turned around and wound up where we did, but that's okay. It's putting us back on I-85 South. And, boy, we got in there around Spartanburg, and they're doing a bunch of construction, and it really wasn't pleasant at all.
Yeah, it's like when I went through downtown Greer yesterday, when I left to go back to the home, I turned, went up on Main Street Greer. They're doing a bunch of construction up there on that street where it crosses 290 up there, all along that area, along there on both sides of it. So I had to be careful going through there before I could make my left turn on the 290 headed back towards Duncan.
It's going to turn out all right because, I don't think we're going to get rerouted through those roundabouts and that construction zone down there. So that's a good deal. Just now turning on to I-85 South here.
Oh, it put you on, did it put you on Business 85 or regular 85?
This time. Going up, we was on Business.
Okay, because, yeah, on Business 85, you got to do some hoop-de-doos to get up, come up through there because it's got, where they're replacing two bridges across down through there, and you can't, it's not exactly, they detour you off 85, Business 85 and then back onto it in some kind of screwy way.
We got wrapped up in the last time, and, I don't like this traffic, I'll just tell you. It's crazy.
Right. You got that right. So, anyway, well, I'm over here on Highway 290, which is called the Moore Duncan Highway, on my side of 85 instead of your side of 85. And I'm got to run back by my church before I head home. And then since I'm not going anywhere to shoot pictures this weekend, I'll be here. And, you know, if I can round up enough of a crew, I can redo my antenna this weekend. But I don't think on this short notice I can get enough people out here to help.
2 miles? Okay, 1.9 miles to exit 68. I guess, I don't know, I think I'll just stay on 85 out here, Rusty. Yeah, that's a big antenna you got, that's for sure.
See, I've got to lower it down out of four trees, and one of those places I lowered it down, the corner is where the two ends of the antenna come back together, and they have to, where the ladder line comes down, so they have to be twisted around there, and then they have to be soldered on it, so, you know, that's what it's going to have to be done to get it to be right, you know?
I'm a long ways from that on mine. He's trying to throw us off on exit 68, put us on 129. Is that a good way to go?
Negative. until you get down to the 290 exit, the Moore Duncan Highway, which is exit 63.
I was thinking, but it's been a long time since I've been out here in this mess. There's quite a bit of traffic out here, even though it's not rush hour or anything. Well, we're going to go back, and I got to feed the chickens and water the chickens. I got the lawn mowed yesterday, and it looks a great deal different, and I enjoyed it.
Tall enough to lose a small dog again.
No, it wasn't that tall. It was about 5 inches or so, but I let it grow this time quite a bit, and those new blades do a fantastic job.
You don't know how small the dog I was talking about is. I mean, it's only about 4.5 inches tall, so in that 5-inch grass, it would have been it would have disappeared down into the bottom, you know. Anyway, well, glad you got it done and everything, and that's going good. And Ace Hardware opening in 8 days. Got a new Ace Hardware over here just off of 290 at Reedville Road. Big old place, so it's going to look like they're going to have a lot of good stuff. I'll be able to come by and find some things I need from time to time.
Sure. Ace Hardware's quality merchandise sure is. Sometimes you got to pay a little more for it, but boy, they got everything.
So, carry the Craftsman brand of stuff, too, in some of the Ace Hardwares.
No, I didn't know they had that. Now, I know Lowe's handles Craftsman now.
Some of the first places I found it after Sears started closing down was in one of the Ace Hardwares somewhere that carries the Craftsman stuff. And also, I'm going to be looking here at this one. And like I said, this is a whole lot closer to me than fighting my way up to almost at Highway 29 where Lowe's is up in my over my area. I can just come out here, and this is just up the road about 10 minutes.
Well, they got a lot of stuff for antennas and that, and dog clips and all of that stuff, I know. I usually get it at Lowe's out for the chicken house and all, and it's sure handy.
What I do is start finding the stuff, get the stuff, put me up a regular TV antenna, and that way I can get me one of the receiver boxes. I guess I can find one of those. I used to have one. I don't know where it went. It's been a long time ago, but I don't think they're too expensive anymore.
I'm telling you, every place you go now is an outhouse. They just are out of everything.
I'll have to see what I can find, but laying a while or just take and put me up a TV antenna instead of going back for trying to get cable or something like that, just do a TV antenna because it's got a lot of channels on and it's got the regular and local channels, so, hey, you know, and I've got an HD TV, so that would be good.
I got a Channel Master, and I really like it. It gives you a... We're getting off of that I-85 and going back kind of the back roads here. And it's a lot more peaceable out here, Rusty.
129, that takes you a screwy way. It drops you out on the Highway 29, but it pulls you... it's just a screwy way to go back down through there. And if you're going to the landfill for Spartanburg County, you'd go on 129, then you turn off of it and go. So it winds you around all over the place. And I'm going to jump out here a minute. I've gotten over here to the church, and I need to go inside and see the church secretary for a minute and leave some money with her. So I will catch you later. And, they're laying outside here. Wonder if I can steal me about 10 or 12 pieces of it so I can put it on in my yard. Talk to you later. N0TRW2T.
Okay, Rusty. I better pay attention to my driving here. This is a lot better. This is the way we come, and we got around all of that construction. We're right here at that Ace Hardware where that accident happened, unfortunately, a couple of days ago with that teacher and her daughter, and they got crosses up there for them. That was sad. Have a good day, Rusty. W2T, N0TR is clear.